The General Services Administration's Public Buildings Service could see its workforce reduced to 2008 levels, and GSA senior executives across the board could see their overall pay remain flat for the next 2 years. The House Transportation and Infrastructure Subcommittee on Economic Development, Public Buildings, and Emergency Management approved the Public Buildings Reform Act yesterday, with these and other changes. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller is here with details on that bill and reaction to those provisions. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
All right, so give us the big picture. What does the Public Buildings Reform Act call for?
Well, the bill addresses really two main areas. One is how the Public Building Service, or PBS, manages federal leases, and the other one is more strict oversight over PBS and GSA more broadly in terms of their administrative spending. Now, Congressman Jeff Denham is the chairman of the subcommittee and the co-author of the bill, along with Congressman John Mica.
Chairman Mica and I have tried to craft common sense legislation that would reduce costs, improve oversight and management, and ensure accountability in a way that will allow GSA to effectively carry out its mission.
Now, let me start with the specific changes to PBS. First, it would reduce the agency's workforce to 2008 levels. That's about a 10% cut, according to members of Congress. It would require PBS to reduce its federal space inventory, so the number of leases it holds, by 1 million square feet per year through 2016. And if an agency needs a new space request that they already can't fill, they have to reduce that space by the equivalent reduction. So if an agency wants 30,000 square feet, they'd have to reduce their holdings by 30,000 square feet. Now, beyond the PBS provisions, the bill also would prohibit SES members from receiving bonuses through 2014. It would require GSA to report to the committee 30 days before entering into any agreements for conferences involving the Public Building Service. And the legislation would require GSA to submit detailed budgets of administrative costs, including salaries, bonuses, travel, training, conferences. And among all the other things the bill would do, it would actually restore congressional oversight over large leases, property acquisitions, and require GSA to report to the committee annually on the list of vacant properties and associated costs. Now, Democratic Congressman Russ Carnahan wasn't quite happy with the way the majority handled this bill.
Today's bill was introduced roughly 24 hours ago and mandates significant changes on how the Public Building Service is supposed to operate, while simultaneously eliminating nearly 10% of its workforce. I would have hoped that members on this side of the aisle would have had time to review the bill and make recommendations about reforming the GSA Public Building Service prior to this time.
Now, the subcommittee also passed three amendments, including one that required GSA to take into account what they call the full lifetime cost of a building. So not just building the building, but also maintenance and getting rid of the building, ensuring that GSA will use the most up-to-date building codes, which seems kind of logical, but that's part of the bill now.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. Now, Jason, really, how much of this is just a reaction to that Las Vegas conference and the other problems that the Public Building Service has had?
I think a lot of the waste, fraud, and abuse pieces of Section 2 of the bill is really the fallout from the conferences. I mean, again, Congressman Carnahan says many of the PBS-specific reforms really mirror a lot of the Obama administration proposals, including the reduction of federal space and cutting back individual agency ability to agree to their own leases. But I think the waste, fraud, and abuse pieces are really about the frustration the committee has had and is having over the Western Regions Conference and some of the other scandals that have emerged over the last 6 months. Larry Allen is the president of Allen Federal and watches GSA closely. He says the bonuses and reducing personnel levels are really directly related to GSA's spending problems.
These are, I think, candidly, overreactions to some of the issues we've had in GSA. Certainly, there are some SES employees in the agency that seem to have gotten bonuses that were more substantial than they could have been, but a number of those employees are also no longer with the agency, and it's not really fair to punish the entire senior executive service for the actions of a few people, freezing personnel levels or reducing them to levels of 4 years ago, and then loading the Public Building Service up with new reports, you know, all of which may have their place in the larger scale, but Congress is going to increase their workload of the service and reduce their overall personnel levels. What's going to be done in terms of people being able to meet the agency's core mission?
Now, I also caught up with Bob Sood, another former GSA official, now a consultant. He says really he sees only really the SES bonus freeze as a reaction to the conference problems. And remember, GSA has already severely limited SES bonuses. 85% of all bonuses have been cut for 2012 and 2013. But both Bob Sood and Larry Allen say, you know, adding another year could really hurt morale more and potentially push some SESers either to retirement or out the door to other agencies.
All right, Jason, in the minute we have left, what kind of reaction are you hearing about this bill?
The reaction is mixed. You know, I did catch up with GSA, and their spokesman Dan Cruz sent me an email statement, which we have posted on federalnewsradio.com. But basically, long story short, he says, listen, we've tried to make changes. We've cut conferences. We did the top-to-bottom review, and we think that we're making steps in the right direction. And he says, you know, basically, we continue to welcome what he calls responsible congressional oversight. Now Bob Sood, again, he says that he believes a lot of the PBS reforms and a lot of the other reforms are fair and on target considering what has happened. But he says, really, GSA has got to show progress over the next few months. The other interesting thing I think about this that people are pointing out, and this is what Larry Allen says, is that it's not just, you know, it's a lot of more paperwork for PBS, but he believes the bill really is trying to be is supposed to send a signal to GSA.
By telegraphing some of the expectations they have in this bill, they're letting GSA know, look, these are some things we think you should be focusing on. These are some things that are either feel we should have or things that would be nice to have. And it gives GSA really some time to maybe react to some of the provisions that are in here and say, okay, rather than waiting for the legislation, we're just going to go ahead and do some of the items contained in this legislation because they do seem like common sense management initiatives, and that may forestall or reduce the need for an actual bill.
Now, there's no word on when the full committee will mark it up, and obviously I spoke with the Senate side last week at the hearing, and currently Susan Collins, the ranking member of the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, does not believe legislation is needed. So this is definitely a wait-and-see type of bill.